8 Great Smarts. Discover and nurture your child's intelligences. How Am I Smart? A Parent's Guide to Multiple Intelligences by Kathy Koch.
Overview.
Koch gives 8 different types of intelligences all people and children have, and how parents, teachers, and ourselves can encourage growth in the 1 or 2 we excel at and grow in the 1 we claim we just aren't smart in. Koch gives 8 different types of intelligences all people and children have, and how parents, teachers, and ourselves can encourage growth in 1 or 2 we excel at and grow in the ones we claim we just aren't smart in. While that may sound familiar if you read her later book, there's a section in this book that actually adds a good benefit and helps that what was not in the 8 Great Smarts one.
Review.
This will reflect many points I have reviewed from the first book of Koch's that I read later in the later published 8 Great Smarts, Discover the Nature of Your Child's Intelligences. Many of the same stories and structures that are here are here. However, what this book includes is a couple of extra sections that I think would have been good to include in the later published book. Those sections include a grid system to put family members in the household, as well as more how to encourage a child in the specific types of smart. So if I had read this book first instead of the 8 Great Smarts, I felt like I would have lost something in the newer book. There are 2 main takeaway benefits in this book offers. The first is that you get thinking about different types of learning styles your child or children might display. Roadblocks you may be facing in homeschooling might rise up because of this. The second is that it offers different ways to direct to your children who might be struggling in an area with different encouragements or ways of addressing issues without your child shutting down and hanging his or her hat on, I don't get it. I'm never going to get it. I'm just not smart. The 8 types of smart styles that the author talks about here are word and logic smart, which tends to be your typical idea when it comes to thinking someone is smart. There's also picture, music, body, nature, people, and self-smart. There's a citation from a doctor who coined these models of learning, but you're not going to find scientific studies here to bolster these claims. Koch is drawing on her experience presenting the ideas to a number of people. So if you're looking for more research to convince you of these modes, you're going to have to dive into a different source. I have to admit that there were some modes that made me think more that one area or another might be more how in how a child acts out in a learning situation than in how a child might learn. Yet, this does not take away from some solid information techniques. Also, if your child is acting out in learning situations in those ways, and it's not a learning style per se, it's not like the chapter or two won't be helpful. For each of the 8 smart types, Koch follows a similar format, such as your child might be thinking, how that type of smart style expresses itself, how to communicate with your child to bolster that learning style, some pitfalls you might encounter, career paths to focus possibilities, and ways to honor God with that learning style. This is where I believe the book really shines. I read about a study that girls who express, I'm not good at math, and are told most girls aren't good at math, tend to shut themselves off drastically from learning math in a beneficial way. This is obviously a travesty, and this book offers a different ways to communicate to your child to not take the shutdown path for any number of subjects. In fact, it would have been beneficial to include more ways to encourage and reinforce both strengths, smarts, and also weaknesses, subjects. The author talks about holding public speaking events where communicating to parents and children reveals a lot of good information to the children. A few negative aspects of this book are citations of a defunct website, which is a checklist to help identify your child's smart style. The checklist seems to be important, and the author admits that children usually have a main smart style and a secondary or more styles. Putting this checklist in the book would not have added to much to the length, but it also would avoid this type of missing link from occurring. The book would also have benefited from a how to talk to kids differently when you run into problems, and if those conversations would be different depending on the age of the child, like elementary age or high school age. It seems also like this book is more geared towards homeschoolers rather than government school educated, but there is some coverage of it from a government education side of things. Also, maybe the point of how these styles can be observed, focused, and corrected works best in a homeschool setting, and hey, I won't be complaining there. The book might seem straightforward, and the main thrust of the styles can be gleaned from those titles of them. What the book excels at are those alternative ways to speak to kids who just aren't getting it, or who are learning differently than their friends. It also allows for expanding areas of learning left uncovered by many, including economics, different science focuses, and revisionist history. It's invaluable for those hiccups or roadblocks and doesn't let your child or parent hang their hat on the shutdown point of, oh well, you'll just never get it. Final grade, B.